Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Fresh and Fit Podcast, where our goal is to help you stay fit while staying fresh at the same time, man. I'm your co-host, James Abrams, my boy Chad in here. We brought special guest, CEO, owner, co-owner of You Jerk Chicken, you know what I'm saying, right here on East 9th and Euclid, to come through and bless us with some food. If I can't talk right now, it's because I just ate some of this jerk chicken and it burnt my mouth out, okay? Yeah,
he said that he could do spice. I gave him the spicy one.
But it's so good, though, bro. I'm serious, just eating it. I'm eating the chicken, sweating.
There's only a couple times I can remember where I've had a napkin for the food and a napkin for the sweat. Bro. And not even care that I was sweating. It was that
like,
good.
No cap, bro. Like, honestly, like, John, I work with John. And John's a client of mine. We train together and stuff. So if the food wasn't good, I wouldn't have brought you home. I would be like, yeah, let's come over here and talk about some other stuff. You know what I'm saying? But the food is delicious, man.
Appreciate it.
It's delicious, bro. Really good food. But, man, I'm talking about, I was in this boy sweating, eating this jerk chicken, banging, bro. I was like, I don't care. I'm going to eat it all up, whatever. You know what I'm saying? So appreciate you coming through, man.
The fries, I like to massacre my fries with ketchup.
Yeah.
And whatever voodoo sauce you put on that,
spicy.
I'm just like waiting for the episode to be done so I can back to those fries. Yes. So good, bro.
So good. I feel like you just said voodoo sauce like that was kind of racist.
Wow. No, I was.
You gonna say voodoo sauce?
Well, technically, Jamaica. That's not afraid of voodoo.
Yeah. Okay. So why are you coming through?
Look at you exposing yourself. What I'm saying is that the fry sauce put me in a trance. That I had to get out of quickly. Yeah, it was that good, bro.
Okay.
You over here that leaking. Looking like Pookie in New Jack City.
Bro, I'm over here you like, man, sweating. You got any more of that chicken? Yeah. You got any more of that chicken, bro? You got more of that jerk.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So good. So look, man, episode 33, bro. We back, okay, in your life. So with it being episode 33, me and Chad got this new thing. We bringing up who wore it better. You know what I'm saying? As far as athletes go. And Chad, of course, brought up some random hockey player that I don't even know. Never even heard of. And I came
through. It's not random. He's definitely not random. I think I could have put up any hockey player not named Wayne Gretzky and you would have thought they were random. Do you know who Wayne Gretzky is?
Yeah, I know who Wayne Gretzky is. He had a cartoon with Michael Jordan and Bo Jackson.
He definitely did. But that's my point. So you want to go.
He's from the Kings.
And plus, I know you're going to win today, but I just wanted to go against the grain a little bit. So I'll just go ahead.
Let me break down some of these stats, my boy Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Okay, so look, six-time champion, two-time Finals MVP, six-time NBA Most Valuable Player. I didn't even got to read all this. I know he's currently the scoring leader of the NBA, because I know LeBron is chasing that record. I hope he get it. You know what I'm saying?
He's probably going to get it.
Yeah, he's probably going to get that for sure. I'm talking about, but Kareem invented his own move, man, the skyhook. He invented that. You know what I'm saying? So for you to be, it's only a few players that actually, like, revolutionized the game.
Sure.
You know what I mean? That started doing stuff. I think Steph is the one that wanted to revolutionize the game. I think what James Harden is doing is revolutionary. Like, even as great as LeBron James is, he's not revolutionizing the game because people just can't do what he can do. Like, he's just a freak of nature. You know what I'm saying? Like you can't copy LeBron's game.
What?
Unless you're 6'9", 260. You know what I'm saying? 260. Yeah. Like, it's just not happening. The closest thing we got to it is Zion. And he's a burger away from not being in the league anymore. You know what I'm saying? So
I mean he's a big guy. I don't know.
So I would say it's only a few guys that revolutionize the game, and he's definitely one of them. Steph Curry is probably the other one I would think.
I think of Elgin Baylor. I think of Dr. J. Guys that really like
revolutionize the game.
Yeah, bro. Introduced like dunking.
No,
they weren't dunking before him. Before Elgin Baylor. Well, not all like that.
Not like that, but you know, because they were white, and they could.
Who was white? Talking about
the players back then. Because they were white, and you know, white men can't jump. You know what I'm saying?
And let's also be clear, not to take anything away from Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Lou Alcindor, but he was also playing against guys that if they didn't get drafted, they would have been accountants.
No. You can say that about Wilt. You can say that about Wilt. You can't say that about Kareem, bro.
I just said it, though.
That's not true, though. That's not accurate.
Well, I can say that. You can say I enjoy seeing you every week, but
But there was other centers that came on, because I think it was the end of Wilt's reign. Bill Russell was playing during that time. It was other centers during that time.
Bill Russell has said that the guys he played against had a chance to start in the league that.
Yeah, come on, man. This era is probably the most skill era.
Yeah, it's definitely more skill based than before.
Yeah. So go ahead with your
question. So you know I had to go against the grain just a little bit. And as I'm scrolling, literally scrolling past guys that I know are better picks than the one I got. Mm-hmm. But I had to go with him because, I used to watch hockey. And, we may have some listeners that can appreciate this. I'm going to first ask you, do you know how to pronounce his name?
Why?
Because I told you earlier.
No, but I remembered him now. Now I'm thinking about it. I do remember him being on ESPN a lot.
Yeah, so Patrick Roy, he's probably one of the greatest goaltenders of all time. Growing up a Detroit Red Wings fan with my family, he's Detroit-based. He was like the Jordan to the rest of the league. You just couldn't get past him. So he was a four-time Stanley Cup winner. Okay, that's the championship. Lord Stanley, a six-time All-Star. He was voted the best goalie four times.
Okay.
And the Stanley Cup MVP three times.
Wow. But imagine, what type of job is that, bro, where people slap pucks in your face? You know what I'm saying? That's a hard-ass gig, bro.
With the exception of football, and even football, every sport at its core is silly.
But no, bro. No. I'm not saying it's silly. I'm saying that's difficult, bro. It's a little bitty black puck on this white ice. It's kind of like my life. I'm out here. I'm a black man here fighting against this white world.
Wow. You did that. Wow. And the ice being white.
The ice being white. You know what I'm saying?
It's cold. They got it's blue cold lines and red lines.
It's cold to me. I got to go to these blue lines. You know what I'm saying? I'm just joking to my white listeners. I know it's seven of y'all, so I don't want to offend you.
But now it's four. As we speak.
So I didn't mean to offend anyone. But seriously, though. That's a tough job, bro. You get 33 saves in a game, man. It comes out your head, your body. You know what I'm saying?
And the margin of error. If you give up a goal, that could be the game.
That could be the game. Bro.
So, yeah.
Know what? Goalies don't really fight though.
Yeah, they don't. Well, because it's not wise. Now, what other sport is supervised fighting allowed?
None.
Exactly.
None. Besides fighting. You know
besides fighting.
Yeah. But that's, you can't do that. You can't do that. So Tom Brady got into it with Tyrann Mathieu, you know what I'm saying? Honey Badger at the game.
Which Brady's good for.
Yeah. He always talks smack. On the low, though. On the low. He talks smack on the low. But you can't, if he would have swung and hurt Tom Brady, oh, man. He would be done. Oh, yeah. Like he would be blackballed from the league. You hurt a quarterback?
They would have called it contact tracing.
Yeah, oh, my
taking
God.
Him off the field. Oh, man.
He would have been blackballed. He had been blackballed worse than Ray Rice.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Worse than Ray Rice. So who's your 33? Who do you think made a bigger impact or wore it better, John?
Of course, I don't know who this person is. So, all I know is Wayne Gretzky. So that just shows you.
What did he do?
And I probably know Wayne because of the movie and because of New York Rangers. But
he was popular. Yeah. Wayne Gretzky was a popular dude.
Ducks.
He was a popular dude.
Plus, he wore 99. You know, the LA Kings had the black and white
jersey. He was like hard. You know what I'm saying? He made cool. The Kings hard. Yeah.
Plus, Wayne Gretzky is kind of a badass name.
Yeah. But he also scored a lot, which in hockey is hard to do. Yeah,
let's just say our 99th episode.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wayne Gretzky.
Know where I'm going.
Oh, I got someone. I got someone. 99? Come on, man.
Who you got? NFL? Got to be NFL.
More sap.
I'm gonna beat you on that one.
Bro. Oh, you might beat me on that one. Yeah, you might.
Because that's the only hockey player our audience might even know.
So no, Wayne Gretzky, Warren Sapp was a beast. Though.
Warren Sapp was a beast.
Yeah, for sure. Fattest, fast person I ever seen, boy. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, so speaking of football, this weekend, we're just, you know, a day after Tom Brady just re-solidified his absolute dominance and greatness, and probably, I don't think he's a human. I think he's got some non-human ability.
I'm so mad I didn't bet on this game.
Did you watch, it, John?
Yeah, I was about to say, I thought you were going against Brady.
No. I was hard. No. I was like, once I heard that the see, I'm a former football player. People don't know. If you can't tell by this wonderful physique.
They don't.
Okay. But anyway, I got a couple pro checks, whatever. Anyways, so once they told me that Patrick Mahomes' right tackle and left tackle weren't starting, weren't playing, I said, oh, game over.
Yeah. Oh, they got to him all night.
I said, oh, man, game over.
It was rough.
Because Tampa Bay's D-line is too good for that.
Yeah.
JPP and what's his name? Dominique Sue, Barrett. Man, hell no. I was like, oh, he's about to run for his life. And it showed he really was.
Couldn't make a touchdown. Couldn't do nothing. I mean, it was hard for him. It was a hard night. You know, but, of course, Brady's the GOAT. So,
Hopefully Patrick can, like, take this. Hope it makes him mad. Hope it, like, you know, because everybody always, like, talks about Jordan 1-6. Jordan was getting his ass kicked for, like, 6 years. You know what I'm saying? So hopefully Patrick can take this, use it for fuel, and come back even better next year. You know what I'm saying? And hope the Chiefs do, too, because they're, you know what I'm saying, a couple players away, you know what I mean, from actually winning that game, man.
So was it that their line was weaker, that they just, it was more so they had some guys that were out?
They had three guys that were out.
Yeah,
that's a big deal, bro. Three starting offensive against a good D line, okay. But Tampa Bay has probably one of the best defensive lines, especially for pass rushing.
Yeah,
last night showed it.
Yeah,
what do you guys rate Brady in terms of top athletes?
Top athletes? Zero. He's the worst athlete. That's the best athlete.
Yeah. What are the guidelines for that? Or based on accomplishment, based on athleticism?
Yeah. Accomplishment. You got to be
dominance.
Okay, based off dominance, based off accomplishment.
He's
like relevant to the sport.
To the sport. He's
the I'm gonna put him up there with guys like Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
You could say like Michael Rafael Jordan. Nadal or Roger Federer in tennis.
Serena Williams.
Jordan. Russell.
What's the dude, Lance Armstrong? The dudes.
I'm gonna tell you why I don't put Lance Armstrong in that, because he was a known cheater.
Okay, but 14 other, they had to go down to number 15 to give it to find somebody that wasn't cheating. They're Tour de France. Those guys who do that, they're notorious cheaters, just sure, like bodybuilders.
But that doesn't mean but that's like saying, okay, well, Brady deflated the ball, but everyone else, well, that takes away from everybody.
You don't think Tom Brady's on some type of vibranium?
His wife, he said in an interview, I kid you not, whether he was joking or not, I don't know, but he said in an interview back when he was playing in New England that his wife was like a witch, and she has predicted his success. She's told him at the start of the year, hey, you do your job, I'll do mine. This isn't going to be your year. The year that he had to sit out a certain amount of games for, I don't know if it was the scandal, the Deflategate or something like that.
Yeah.
She's like, this isn't going to be your year at first. Don't worry about it. Like, yeah. It was footage of him doing that.
That's crazy.
But like, she's like most wives. Crazy.
Speaking of crazy,
I guess she's like most wives. What makes her any different from anybody else's wife? Okay.
Hey, speaking of crazy, so those fries, bro, man, that burger too. What is it? Still, it's not considered a burger.
Nah, jerk chicken sandwich.
Jerk chicken sandwich. Okay. Yeah. So okay, you jerk. It's called you jerk chicken.
You jerk.
You jerk. Okay. Yeah. How long have you been open?
Opened up July last year. So that had to be, about 7 months now or something like that. So
you opened up during the pandemic?
Yeah, right in the mid.
Wow.
Talk about it, bro. Like, what was that? Were you like, okay, maybe this is the best idea? Like, what drove you forward despite?
We had a plan. So the plan was to open up March. Then everything got shut down. Or no, actually, we went to open April, but everything got shut down in March. So we said, all right, let's push it back a little bit. Because we thought it was going to be like, you know. But when Donovan Mitchell got it, we realized, all right, this might be
serious. Yeah.
Oh, so you got, oh, okay.
So that's when we said, all right, cool, let's push it back. So we then decided to kind of, you know, see where, you know, where everything was. We said, all right, June-ish. And then we just said, all right, you know what? Because when we realized that the businesses that were really moving at that time still was the restaurant industry.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I was like, man, if we had, because like my other business, we, you know, we were shut down pretty much for like a few months. So I was like, man, if we had a restaurant, man, I could mobilize sales organizations and we could just sell jerk chicken all across the streets, you know what I mean? So yeah. I already had like the whole plan. So I was like, all right, you know what? No matter what, we already committed to the building, signed the lease, we already committed to everything. So we said, like, it makes no sense to continue. You know, we can't get PPP because we haven't started yet. So we can't get, you know, those type of funding. So it was like, you know, we're not going to pay rent for something that, you know. So we decided to create a date. And actually, no, the date was, I forgot the timeline, but the date was right around the time when the riots started.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, wow. Yeah, it was like probably going to be a week after that. It was probably the same July.
They vandalized our spot.
So they vandalized our spot. We had to push it back just a little bit.
Oh.
Get the place going. And then we said July 3rd. And then I caught COVID. And then we had to push it back again. So it was a lot of different sequence of pushing it back.
Hey, man, welcome to the club, man. I think we're all three here.
I've never had COVID.
I'm good, I think whatever
all praises. I think like certain blood types or whatever are less prone to get it and stuff like that, rumors or whatever. But also, man, I was overseas, you know what I'm saying, taking swabs in the nose every week, so never had it. My wife had it, I still never had it, you know what I'm saying. So I don't know.
You probably could have had it and did not realize because you could be asymptomatic.
Yeah.
But I was getting tested while my wife had it.
Yeah.
You might be a robot.
You know what I'm saying? I'm Teflon.
Hey, bro.
Hey.
Don't get it twisted, bro. R2-D2 is also a robot.
Oh.
Hey, so, okay. I got questions. You got DoorDash and Uber Eats coming to your spot?
Yeah. DoorDash, Uber Eats, Grubhub, it's all that.
Are you, what would you say is your, like, in your profit game, is that a chunk of it right now?
No, actually, people, the majority is in the store.
People come through? Oh, okay.
Yeah. We still get a good traffic, a good lunch crowd that comes in. You know, we're downtown. And see, the thing about the business right here, we don't know what it is before the pandemic. So for us, it's all navigating in the midst of this thing. When I speak to other business owners, like other, you know, their own restaurants, you know, they're talking about how rough it is and how...
You came in rough from the start.
Yeah, I came in right in the middle of it. So to me, it was like, well, this is what the restaurant game is.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So, but what I'm hearing is obviously, you know, downtown is missing about 80% of its, you know, workers and stuff like that. So they said, you know, when this thing clears up, you know, it's gonna be lit down there.
Oh, I say, it sounds to me like what you're doing right now is building momentum.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. So you got to think long term when it comes onto business. You know what I mean? Like you can't think short term or, you know, a quick fix. You know, I've been in business for years, so you know, I know. You know, I'm not even thinking about profits right now. I'm not thinking about none of that stuff. I'm just, you know, I'm focusing on building the brand, building something that is, you know, could go to different places.
Yeah.
Doing all the, you know, all right, this don't work. This works. This doesn't work. This works until we get the perfect, you know, image and everything like that. So, you know, it's all exciting, man. You know, we're getting, you know, great reviews. You guys invited me on. Thank you, guys. You know, I got the news coming on Thursday. So, nice. You know, Cleveland been showing us love, man.
And
I got a question about it. So, like, what made you, like, people go to Charlotte. People go to Atlanta. People go to L.A.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? People don't come to Cleveland. You know what I'm saying? What made you choose Cleveland as your destination?
Yeah, so Cleveland actually wasn't meant to be a place where I stayed.
That's how we feel, too. Yeah. You know what I mean?
So I didn't really know much about Cleveland when I came. I just remembered we were working in New York with my other business, and the client wanted sales in Ohio. And so he said, let's get some sales in Ohio. So I said, all right, you know what? You know, let me go out to Ohio. Let me, I picked Cleveland, you know, and
so this was the first. This was your first stop.
Yeah. You know, I picked Cleveland and you know, build up some sales for this person, build some big momentum here. But then I realized that cost of living here was like dirt cheap.
Yeah. Right. Well, compared to New York.
Anywhere. Places compared to New York.
Oh, it's only $1,000 for rent.
Yeah, I've been
paying $10,000 a month
for a closet.
So actually, you know, we moved here about 6-7 years ago. Our rent, we had a studio, was like $600 a month downtown.
Here. Yeah.
So I was like,
yeah.
Right.
I ain't going nowhere right now. You know what I mean? So,
right.
And then I fell in love with Cleveland. I felt like, you know, Cleveland was, because, you know, I came the year that LeBron announced that he was coming back.
Oh, that's a great time.
Yeah, so it was like I watched it go, because I watched it like, what's happening downtown? To like every business is coming downtown.
Yeah.
So, you know, that whole growth of seeing downtown come alive, you know, it's super exciting. So I just decided to stay. My wife, you know, she loves it. You know, so we committed.
Happy wife.
Yeah.
Happy life.
Yeah, we're committed.
Or she get the knife.
Late at night.
Oh, this dude.
Oh, so wait, come on. That was over sex?
I was talking about killing mine. Nah, he's talking. Or maybe kill her, you know what I'm saying?
That's what he was talking about.
He's like, is this our break transition?
I think as a husband, sometimes you want to kill your wife and sometimes you want to kill your wife. I don't know which one you're going to have to choose. But I think that's just a realistic thing.
That's blue pill or red pill?
Red pill. She, I don't know, girl. You know what I'm saying? Which one you want tonight? You want the knife or the pipe? Which one you want tonight? You know what I'm saying? Are we having a good day or a bad day? You know what I'm saying?
Or is it going to be Malcolm and Marie? Or...
Man, I ain't seen that movie yet. Sheesh. I heard it was crazy, though.
It was crazy. Yeah.
All right, guys. Commercial break.
Hey, James, I don't know about you, but every time I try out a product that maybe I haven't tried out before, or a new product on the shelf, I'm always super eager to tell my friends about it because I want them to experience what I did.
Yeah, because you got a big mouth. You need to shut up.
Yeah, sometimes that's true. Sometimes
that's true. Okay, so why not do it easier? Put your stuff on the podcast. You want to advertise it. Guys, it's $250 to be featured at the top of our show, or $150 to be in the middle of the show, or $50 to be put in at our discretion. Basically, best on the floor of the show. You know what I'm saying? So, like, why not do it that way, Chad?
Yeah, and you know what? I like sometimes you see a show and they got some really cool stuff, like a mug or a hat or a whatever it may be on their table.
True.
We could do that too.
We definitely can do your product placement here, guys. So if you're interested, make sure you hit us up at
tfafpod@gmail.com.
Yes, y'all. That's tfafpod@gmail.com, y'all. We would love to have your products on here. Hit us up. Let's get you going.
Yeah.
Peace. and we're back. So, man, let's get into it. So we got into the food part, we got into the business part, let's get into the fitness part of it. So we coming fresh out of a workout training session, all right? So, John, what's it like working out with me?
Man, it's rough. It's rough. I teach about it all the time in the office.
Wow.
Because I realize if you're not self-motivated to do it, you need a trainer. If you're really serious about it, and you know, I know how to get motivated. I don't know how to stay motivated.
Mm.
So, you know, that's where you have to be humble and realize like you need somebody that is on you. And then two, you're not going to do what they are pushing you to do, right? So like just now, I'm sprawled out. He said 20 minutes to come to the podcast. It takes me 20 minutes to even get up on my feet. If I'm working at the gym, you know, it's like one of those I'm doing my little workout, but it's nothing that's like going to push me to that limit. But this guy, man, he pushes me literally every single time, nonstop. I hate conditioning. cardio. I hate lunges. I do it. You know, I do it only because I told him in the beginning. He said, "What's my goal?" I said, "Man, I just want to look just like you, man. Get me looking like you, and we good."
We gotta talk, man.
No, sir, man.
I need you to have better goals. Hey, I need you to have some better ass.
If you saw my body, you realize.
All right, so I just want to cut to it. What was the workout today? What'd you have?
Oh, man, I had to do straight, basically cardio conditioning workout. So, okay. Like, every 30 seconds, we would do a different movement.
Tabata style?
Nah, no Tabata, because, you know, Tabata is 20 seconds on, 10 seconds off. This is every minute on the minute, so for 30 seconds, gotcha. Every 30 okay. seconds. Okay. So, what my goal is with John, so, is for him to build muscle and burn fat. So, like, a lot of times, we're going to do a lot of conditioning days, because that's going to burn the fat, get them calories down, burn them calories up, and then we're going to do some strength days. So, even on strength days, we still do some conditioning. Because I want to always, you know what I'm saying, we're going to focus on toning, building those nice firm muscles, but we're also going to burn that fat. So I make sure that we get it in. So I want to get his heart rate up, bring it down. Heart rate up, bring it down. So I let him go hard for 6 minutes with that, and then a minute break,
yeah.
Calm it down, take it back up, bring it back down, do a little finisher, get him, you know what I'm saying? So today, on the conditioning days is what we do, or we might do like 400 meter run, 100 jumping jacks, 400 meter run, something to kind of keep them
going. Probably love that.
Going. Yeah, yeah.
No. Probably like, yes.
No, runs. The days that I like the most will be strength days.
Yeah, for sure.
That's the days where I'm like, I mean, it's still hard, don't get me wrong.
Oh, that's a look good day.
But it's not like cardio day. Like, if we're doing cardio day, I'm like, this is crazy. But it's cool though, man. It's fun, man. You know what I mean? Like it's work though. But yeah. You know, as long as I get results, I lost 10 pounds already.
Oh man.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
So
I think the difference with having a trainer, not having a trainer, because even me, people be like, man, you're a trainer or whatever. I have a trainer. I have a coach that coaches me because I always feel like I can always learn. You know what I'm saying? So the difference is you can push yourself to your mental limit as a person when you're working out by yourself. When you have a coach or you have a trainer, they can push you to your physical limit. You know what I'm saying? Because they're able to
At least put you in a position.
Yeah, to push to that next level. Yeah. So when you were at the gym doing CrossFit classes, you know, we tried to kill y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like, because we knew some of y'all are going to do competition. Some of you guys are just wanting to improve in life. You know what I'm saying? So we try to kill y'all. And then what happened? You go on to a competition, you do well. You know what I'm saying? But if he didn't prepare you like that, you got to that competition, you would have been shocked.
Training should be harder than if you're competing.
Competing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More often than not, your training should be harder.
It should be harder. So yeah, and so like in my approach now with training guys, I mix a little CrossFit in there. I mix a little bodybuilding in there, and then straight conditioning. I get that from like my sports background, and also when I was in Saudi Arabia, I had to come up with workouts that were just body weight workouts because I was quarantined for 10 days inside a hotel room. You know what I'm saying? So when you're in a hotel room, you don't have any weights, any access to a gym or anything. I had to come up with all these different like body weight stuff. So I did research. I looked at Insanity. I looked at stuff on YouTube. I looked at P90X, all that stuff, you know what I'm saying? Just so I can kind of have a base for my conditioning workouts. And I would just test and see. Then when I got the Whoop, I was able to test and see how those workouts burn calories. You know what I'm saying? So when I got the Whoop, I was able to say, okay, this workout plus this gives me a certain amount of calories. Shout out Whoop. Gives me a certain amount of calories. So I'm good to go. You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of like my focus right now with training, man. Most people right now, even when we open the gym back up, it's gonna be you're gonna have two tracks. I'm gonna have my athlete track, my weight loss track, and whatever you might come at 5 p.m. or whatever. But if you're on a weight loss track, if you gotta lose 30 pounds or more, you're going weight loss. If you gotta lose 15 pounds or less, you're going athlete track. You know what I'm saying? So just to kind of like help people with that.
Yeah, I'm on 30 pounds or more.
So we're going to do a lot of conditioning. And it's cool. And I try to make it fun, too, man, because conditioning, cardio can be boring as hell. And that's how I at least make that, like, a little bit exciting to continuous movements, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
It's definitely a mental battle.
Because I know you run a lot. So how is that? Like, sometimes, like, I know for me, if I'm not doing intervals, I hate running.
I think the similarity to like just cross training or any other kind of training is you got to first make up in your mind this is what you're going to do, and you're not going to waver from that. So like if I get on the treadmill, we're about to run outside, and I know, okay, I want to commit to doing 6 miles today. You know, a mile and a half in, you know, especially now I've been doing a lot of treadmill running.
Yeah.
So my scenery at mile one is the same at mile six. Mm-hmm. So I gotta, you know, I just gotta look past that.
Yeah.
Like literally look past that. I got some glory on my face.
Yeah, you good? You good?
It happens. You got a glorious beard. Can we divert a little bit? So James was before the show showing some envy.
I don't have any beard, bro.
You definitely have shown some animosity towards my.
I don't like how you cut it and shape it up.
I don't care that you don't like it.
Okay, well, clearly you don't. It looks stupid, but it's cool.
I mean, you look stupid. So actually, speaking of things that don't look stupid, let me show you this mask that I bought. So I was on Amazon. I've been literally searching up masks for big beards.
Okay.
And you look like a terrorist.
Yeah, bro. That's it. But I love it.
Yeah.
And I got the little eucalyptus thing here. So like it's
I think that's the sweetest part though. The eucalyptus like things, that's raw.
If you have a beard, I would suggest this for anybody who's got like a beard maybe that's coming off their face and they have issues with any kind of mask that kind of leaves that imprint or line in your beard and you don't want that.
I don't have that problem. Bro.
I can't grow a beard for nothing. Yeah. I still got peach fuzz.
Bro, I'm over here taking hymns. I'm using a dermal roller. I'm using minoxidil, whatever, bro. I'm trying to get me a beard. And I had a little issue up here in my roof. I had a little LeBron James going on.
You had a
little
roof missing. More like a KD.
You know what I'm saying? But now it's coming back. My hair is growing back. Man, I'm taking my vitamins. I feel good. You know what I'm saying? I look even better.
Couldn't look worse.
Yeah. I couldn't look worse. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't. Whatever, Chad. You were
hating. Couldn't look worse. Your head and purse. Hey, bro. Viewers, you can't see these right now. And listeners, you definitely can't. But James
I'll put them on.
The only pair of Metcons that I want right now. The only pair.
Yeah.
And you got to show both because they... They are unique.
Metcons, very unique.
Yeah, I was looking at them the whole time.
You came in with the Concords. I was like, them boys look fresh, too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The what the...
Man.
Yeah, for you guys that can see online. But if you guys know me, you know I was the first person to wear Metcons in Cleveland. And I got all these trainers wearing Metcons now. I just want to just put that out there. With that being said, I know Chad doesn't agree with that.
Well, because it's not true. Well, I only don't agree with it because it's not true.
But I feel it's only right that when really sweet Metcons come out that I buy them. You know what I'm saying? So I have to represent. So... you probably can't get these Metcons, guys. They're sold out. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry. But I had to get them, man. I think I like Metcons because even when they first came out, they were kind of like, they're kind of like when Jordan first dropped his shoes, the band shoes. They got banned from CrossFit Games, too. So it was kind of like a little rebelliousness to them.
Now,
so
was it because the games was...
Reebok.
Was Reebok.
Reebok, yeah. Okay. So they wouldn't let Matt Frazier and Nike athletes wear their Metcons.
Mm-hmm. It was kind of like in college basketball and like with the Fab Five, they started wearing black socks.
Black socks, yeah. But you know what though, man? I feel like
and longer shorts.
Just step your game up, Reebok. You know what I'm saying? Whoever you are, if you don't be so intimidated by Nike that you have to, you know what
Why
I'm saying?
Why can't you stay in your lane? Understand who Nike is and just be okay with that.
Be okay with that. Oh, bro, the worst is, like, when I played football at University of Akron, I mean, I didn't get in, really, but when I had to dress, you know what I'm saying? And when I had to put my Nike, I wore my Nike cleats, because we were sponsored by Adidas, I would have to tape over my Nike sign.
I mean, are most guys taping up their cleats anyways?
I really didn't want to, but you had to. You had to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I had to tape up just so I could... wear my Nikes, bro. And I thought that was kind of whack.
Yeah, they didn't care in my D3 school.
They didn't care? Yeah, of course, you do whatever you want.
Yeah. I did get some free Nikes out of it.
That's what's up. So, bro, we got something here, a game we like to play.
Oh, yeah.
Called Explain That Pick.
Let's do it.
We go through your Instagram. We look up pictures. Chad is a little rougher than me. He likes to find probably the most embarrassing pictures he could find.
Right.
But... you know what I'm saying? But, you know, it should be fun.
Yeah, no, I didn't contact, like, your third grade teacher or anything like that.
Let's do it.
So I'm gonna show you a picture, give us the context, share really anything you want about it, And we'll just go from there. So pick number one.
Oh, this is dope. This was at Ashley's, which you also trained Ashley. This was at Ashley's wedding.
Okay.
In Cabo. We went to, we was on a yacht. It's me and my wife.
John, is this your yacht?
No.
That's not because I know you're getting it like that.
Is this your yacht? You know, the funny thing is I was talking to somebody yesterday about at what point would I buy a yacht. But, you know, I would have to live in Florida for that.
Yeah, that's, you can't live in Ohio.
Yeah,
no. Okay, this is my answer to that. When I can afford one. All right. And not have to potentially live there.
On the yacht. Right.
I have the option to live there, yeah. But I don't have.
It's all a goal. You just gotta get a goal and see how much it costs.
I'd love to be that guy.
But yeah, that's definitely a cop. But that was actually a fun time right there.
Yeah,
that was a fun time.
All right, man. So I went back a little further in the archives.
Okay. Okay.
First of all, the artwork, I love it.
Yeah.
So what's this about now?
That's our podcast, which we're only on 20th episode since a year now. We're gonna start back tomorrow.
Start back tomorrow. That's a dope name. A couple bucks.
A couple podcast. Of bucks.
Yeah.
A couple of bucks. So this is me and my wife. We talk about couples. It's really catered to couples in business.
Mm.
So, you know, it's like a niche market. We work together. She has, you know, her Lajesty business and, you know, Me Table Solutions. You know, we now have U-Jerk now. So, of course, through the building process, you know, it's rough, right? You know, so.
Sure.
We had to, you know, navigate things. And we're still navigating things. So we talk a lot about that, you know, inside the pod. It's very funny, though.
I think I need to listen to this because, you know what? Like, being an entrepreneur and my wife being in the healthcare industry, it's hard. Like, we don't really see eye to eye on a lot of things when it comes to, like, business. So I think, like, this probably be a good podcast. But we're starting to have more understanding.
We talk a lot about that. Yeah. Because me and my wife, you know, because I was, you know, I've been in the business world since 2005. So, you know, my wife is kind of new to it.
Do you guys work together with any of the businesses?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, she was a big help for Table Solutions. But she works hard on her business. We had to literally, because we argued a lot. You know? I mean, we, especially the first 2 years, it was just nothing but arguments. Mm-hmm. And it was really just more getting on the same page of expectations, you know. I had to let her know, like, hey, you know, I'm not the typical husband. Like, you know, I have a business. I have guys that look up to me. You know what I mean? So so we talk a lot about that. We talk about our arguments. We talk about losing money. We talk about even making money. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And pretty much all this stuff. So that. So a couple of bucks. We definitely starting that. This guy actually inspired me again.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Because, you know, he was, you know, committed to this podcast. And
he said
100 episodes.
100 episodes.
And I looked at my wife. I'm like, man, because I... You know, on that 20th episode, you know, we were arguing before the 21st, and we was like, you know, forget this, man. And then we said we're going to do it next week, and then...
Next week.
Yeah, it didn't happen.
I mean, it's like marriage, you know? Like, you're going to have arguments, you're going to have disagreements.
You got to get to it. Actually, one of our episodes, we argued right before, and we kind of just talked about it right on the podcast.
Yeah. We've never done that.
We do that all the time.
Yeah. We've argued before, during... And after the show. All right, last one, man.
Yes. Now, this trip was phenomenal. So, every August, I take my son. We didn't do it last year because of COVID, obviously. I take my son to some spots around the world. This year, we went to Italy. That's the Tower of Pisa. It was a phenomenal time. We were in Rome for like 6 nights. We drove to Pisa, we drove to Florence, we drove to Amalfi Coast, which was, you know, Jay-Z raps about that, so yeah. I was like, you know, we gotta go there. you know, Naples and stuff like that, so this was a great time for us, man. One of the most memorable moments for sure. And we did like a whole European thing, like we went to France, like England.
Like a couple of weeks or?
Yeah, we were gone for at least, how long was we gone for? At least like 2-3 weeks.
That must be nice. Hey, you know what? Let me say something. Hey, that's That's stunting right there. He's like, oh, I don't know how long we're going for it. Me, I know exactly. I had five nights and went for six. I know exactly how long we're going
for. I was like, well, the package deal was four nights
and 5 days.
And then we had to sit through a dumbass presentation. Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. We're like, not gonna, hey, let me tell you something, bro. Let me tell you something. I'm sorry. This is so random. We did one of these on our honeymoon, right? And we went to take a, we took a tour of another
hotel
resort, and it was probably one of the nicest ones I've ever seen, right? Mm-hmm. So the guy told me at the top of it, like, look, we know it's beautiful here. We're not trying to convince you. I'm going to simply ask you a question after the tour. If you want to do anything, you know, make a purchase, whatever. And if you don't, you'll be on your way. Mm-hmm. I'm like, cool, right? Bro, when I tell you, he badgered me so hard afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
It was the worst. It was the worst.
I had the same experience on my
timeshares.
The timeshare I was about to say. They had us going, and I mean, he did it so smooth. He was like, oh, no, just, you know. I forgot what we get for it, a free night or something, or we get something for going to the presentation.
Yeah.
So we was like, all right, just go check it out. So we went check it out, and literally, he called us every day after that, and it was like, I would think about it, you know, so.
Yeah, I would advise anyone listening to this right now, I would say more often than not, do not do a timeshare. To me, it's unless you're just extremely comfortable, but it's just almost a hassle.
I think Airbnb might have killed timeshares.
There's a generation of people still stuck in timeshares, yeah, but it's not our generation.
But I'm saying, so our generation.
Stuck,
they're literally stuck
in a contract.
Yeah, stuck in contract. So but I'm saying, like, our generation and definitely younger, Airbnb it. Airbnb it. And facts. Then you're going to Airbnb forever. And then that's, and I'm not paying on this monthly or annually. I'm paying when I go.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I might not go to Phoenix this year, so I just pay for a timeshare in Phoenix or wherever these cities are, and I'm having been, like, that's crazy. Yeah. So I'm only going to pay as you go. So I think Airbnb might have killed that model. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I'm in sales, so, you know, I love the aggression. Every time I hear it, I'm like, you know, I get it. But, you know, I'm not
you're also in sales, so you also like,
yeah, no, I mean, I can hear the pitch, I can hear the lingo, you know what I mean? It's like, okay, yeah, I'm just with,
you're not about to guilt me into this.
Yeah.
All the time, emotionally do it, like, bro, let me tell you something. I'm not a good salesman, bro. I'm not the best, but, you know, when it comes to stuff like that, like, I won't do it, man. I won't try to play on people's emotions, but they teach you that, like, when you're like, when you're doing, you're in school or
training
to become a trainer, they teach you to get something emotional out of your client, write it down, and then come back to it at the end so you can connect with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it teaches you little strategies about that stuff. So I understand it too when I hear sales guys, but it's whatever. I'm like, that was cute.
Yeah.
I'm out. You know what I'm saying? But definitely
The better they are is the more you're not going to realize they're doing it.
Yeah.
You know? Sure.
You just look up like, yeah, man, it was cool, man. I just signed off. Oh, what the hell? Yeah. I just bought $10,000 worth of this stuff.
To come here once every 5 years.
Yeah, man. Forget a timeshare, bro. I'm cool on that. Yeah, man. So you got business going. You work. How do you balance trying to live a healthy life? With you being a boss. Cause I feel like a lot of times leaders don't make time for themselves. You know what I'm saying? So how do you balance that?
Well, you know, shout out to the plan that you gave me. Shout out to my wife also for being vegan. So if I don't have a plan,
jerk chicken. I'm just trying to
So that's why we had the jerk falafel. Well, all right, so she's not 100% vegan. Let me just throw that out there. She's 90% vegan.
Okay.
Which still counts.
She gave it 10% on for, like, Super Bowl Sunday or, like,
Christmas. Man,
she's not all the way there.
No, yeah. I respect that, man. Yeah. Like, come on, people like, don't hurt the bunnies. Okay, yeah. Okay.
No, you ain't say that when you swatted that fly by the way.
But it's a plan, though, because, you know, I'll be in the office here and sometimes I'm working all day, and then by the time you realize 2 o'clock, you haven't ate nothing, and now you're starving. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so now, you know, to get to that point, it's a horrible feeling because now you're looking for the first thing and it's not. So You know, I try to make sure I have a plan. I even start to write things down now. Like, even like this week, I was like, all right, I want to eat this at this time, this time.
Oh, yeah. You win the mix now.
Yeah, yeah. Just because I know if I don't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be rough.
When you start getting serious, you start writing stuff down.
Yeah.
I live by that, man. Writing stuff down. And then even just being able to check things off or know that you've, you know. It just helps keep your mind.
So you'd probably be like Dunkin' Donuts, McDonald's.
So I will say this though, not food related. I have been known to put notes in my phone for specific outfits I want to wear.
Wow.
Like if I'm like, oh, I kind of want to put.
That's the prettiest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Notes in your phone.
Now we gotta swipe it.
Sorry, y'all.
He's new to the iPhone, y'all.
Damn, I had a brick for a while.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring that on the show one day.
Yeah. So, we got to wrap it up, guys, man. John, thanks for coming through, man.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, man, for coming through.
And also thank you for the food, man.
For the food,
I did not know that was happening, and that was a huge blessing. I would have been eating it during the show, but
you thought that was sweating. It wouldn't be right. Yeah, so definitely, man. So how can people reach you or find out more about their restaurant?
Yeah, so ujerknation.com, ujerknation on all platforms, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. We're on 850 Euclid Avenue, right next to the CVS downtown, across from Heinen's, around the corner from Hodges. So we're in a great area. We have jerk chicken sandwiches and wraps and salads and jerk salmon,
good.
We actually brought that now as a permanent because that was a big hit in December. We got a lot of things coming, man.
All right, guys, you were saying that you got the salmon, the jerk salmon.
Jerk falafel for the vegan, shrimp and crab, spicy tuna, the jerk cutlet. So I think that's probably one of our best. I should have had to try that one.
Jerk cutlet.
What did he have just earlier?
That was jerk chicken with the spiciest sauce though. We have other sauces that makes it more manageable.
I thought he was having a crack outbreak or something. I looked over to him and he was just like melting.
All good. So it still tastes good. I ate it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm tough like that.
Yeah.
Sweat. No, I'm scared to use the bathroom. I'm terrified. You know, it's hot in, hot out. You be nervous, boy. You be nervous. But no, man, so that's awesome. People can check you out there. Chad, you got anything popping coming up?
We're still planning a real big event coming up in a few months.
Okay.
We got a big bike ride coming up. And we're actually going to have someone on the show about another month to talk more about that. So,
yeah. Guys, I think I found a gym, too. It's going to be in the Midtown area. Man, keep your fingers crossed. I think it's going to be going live pretty soon. So once I get the gym popping, it's going down. I'm so excited, bro. So excited, man.
I just need a treadmill. Give me one treadmill.
I got the treadmill in that joint. I got the runner. Runner, you know what I'm saying?
I need to test that out.
Yeah, I got you.
I'm proud of you, bro.
Yeah, appreciate you, man.
Finally.
Finally, right. About time. But man, so guys, it's been great. You know what I'm saying? You know, follow us on Instagram. Make sure you guys like, subscribe, share. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a friend, guys. All right. Peace.